I'm going to call the Senate Ag Committee to order and to begin our process. It's great to see the students from Madison here. I thought we'd have a representative that's going to pitch this bill for us, and so she has some other things to do, but stick around afterwards and we'll have a little bit more fun. Welcome to the people that are on the internet listening right now. We had some pages here. I guess they're kind of busy right now. Why don't you come over and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about where you come from and what you might be thinking about doing next year.
I'm Priscilla Boland, and I'm from Pierre, and I'm going to go to the South Dakota School of Mines to major in mechanical engineering.
Great. It's a good choice.
I'm Jessica Welter. I'm from Lyman County, and I think I'm going to go to Morningside and get a degree in biology to become an ER physician.
Great. Well, welcome to the pages, and thanks for taking the time to tell us about yourself a little bit. Just a reminder, if you have a cell phone, please take the time to turn it off. I have seen times in here when there's a lot of people, it could get really expensive in a hurry. It's not too bad today. Those of you who are testifying, please sign in. We have just the two people here, I guess. So, Senator, are you going to testify today? Yeah, you. I'll get on with that then, Representative. Senator Monroe was going to introduce this, but we have timing issues here, so we're going to move ahead. At this time, let's have the roll calls. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Here.
Lucas?
Here.
Amdahl?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Roden?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
Rampelberg?
Here.
Krebs is excused. There is a quorum.
Thank you, madam. Thank you, Ms. Secretary. Okay, let's move ahead with the minutes. Is there a motion for approval of the minutes?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Did you get who made those motions?
Roden and Valley.
Roden and Valley. That's close enough. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So, do you have some handouts, Representative Erickson? Okay. Well, let's go ahead and proceed with, we're moving now to House Bill 1130, which has to do with use of crossbows. Do we have a proponent for House Bill 1130?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Christine Erickson, District 11 from Sioux Falls. Today I bring you House Bill 1130. This was a constituent bill that had troubles with wanting to use a crossbow more frequently. And so this was a bill that we thought would satisfy some of those needs. And what it does is it allows the use of a crossbow during a firearm season. So currently right now, if you have a rifle license to shoot a turkey, deer, whatever it might be, you can use a longbow, compound bow, a lesser weapon. This just adds crossbows to the language, and it defines what a crossbow would be. Did pass unanimously out of the House, might I remind you. And I would just ask for your favorable...
not necessarily.
I know that's not always good. I understand. There was one minor amendment to it, removing the word arrow and including changing out arrow and adding bolt. Excuse me. There has not been any opposition to this bill as well, and so I just ask for your favorable consideration of this bill, and I will stand down for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there further proponents? Welcome. Please state your name and where you're from. And
My name is Bob Barden, and I voluntarily represent the South Dakota Bowhunters Incorporated. And I come before you this morning in support of this bill because we believe that those who wish to hunt big game in South Dakota with a crossbow should have the opportunity to do so in a proper season. And we strongly believe that the firearm season is a proper season. I'll briefly try to explain why we feel this way. Crossbows have one thing in common with compound bows, recurve bows, long bows, and that is that they shoot arrows, or often crossbows shoot a shorter version of an arrow called a bolt. And that is where the similarity ends. basically after that, everything about a crossbow, they're basically a rifle. They have a stock, they're shot from the shoulder. Before going into field, the crossbow is loaded and cocked and has mechanical safety engaged. While shooting, they can be steadied by by shooting from a sitting position or prone. Many crossbows have a bipod attached to them. They can also be steadied by using shooting sticks or improvised rest of other kinds. The models of crossbows that have come on the market in the last year or two are vastly different than those that were on the market before. They're now very, very highly advanced. There's been tremendous advancement in the last couple of years. They're very, very powerful. They're more powerful than any bow that any person could ever draw. And of course, that translates into a very flat trajectory. They're also very accurate. It's been demonstrated that some of these models, when a scope sight is attached, can shoot 2-inch groups at 100 yards. So with this brief outline, I think pretty obvious that hunting with a crossbow is not bow hunting. It's not even close to it. The ultimate goal of South Dakota bow hunters is to preserve bow hunting in South Dakota for future generations by keeping crossbows out of the archery season. But we do support their use during the firearm season, and so we ask your support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further proponents for the bill? House Bill 1130. Further proponents? Let's move now to opponents. Are there any opponents to the cross bill, House Bill 1130? Crossbow. Any opponents? No opponents. Let's move then to questions. Questions from the committee. I'm sensing a question from the senator over here, but Senator Valley.
Could you compare a crossbow to, let's say, my 6mm deer rifle? What would be the comparable distance and killing power? Could you speak to that?
Sure.
Unless representative has that information.
Yeah. Please state your name again for the listening.
It's Bob Arden, and I represent South Dakota bow hunters voluntarily. Well, your 6mm rifle is certainly going to be more long range than a crossbow would be. But it's been demonstrated that crossbows can shoot accurately at 100 yards and further by use of a scope on them. And they're also, there are crossbow mounts out there, in which I won't go into details of how they're used, but you can use your range finder and then you can dial in the exact yardage up to 100 yards or more. So they're not as long range as your 6mm, but they certainly are way longer range than compound longbows and recurves.
Thank you.
Further questions of the committee? Further questions? Sensing that we have reached a point where everyone is satisfied with the information given, let's move now to committee discussion and or action. Sure. Senator Roden.
Move to pass.
We have a do pass. We have a second from Ernie Otten. Senator Otten. Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Roden.
Well, you know, I'm kind of enthusiastic about this bill because it's never really occurred to me that, you know, to put this in statute. We have a neighbor and a friend of ours who's paraplegic and has limited use of his hands, and he's used a crossbow for a number of years. I think they have an exemption for bow season that allows him to use a crossbow. But, you know, in his circumstance, this would be a great advantage even in the rifle season because of his limited use of his arms. A deer rifle can pack quite a wallop if you can't, you know, hold it secure in your arm, so a crossbow would be a lot better answer for him. I think, you know, there some people get concerned about the foot-pounds of energy, but they're really not a fair comparison between a crossbow and a rifle as far as the energy they produce, because obviously a bolt with razor heads, you know, they dispatch an animal in a different manner than a blunt-nosed bullet. So, you know, I appreciate you bringing this forward. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you, for the Senator Romdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I commend Representative Erickson for bringing this bill. I hope it encourages more women to get involved in hunting. I look at my wife, and she tried the bow, and she's just not strong enough. You have to really get to doing a lot of exercise to do that. So this crossbow is a good idea, and I support this bill.
Thank you. Further comments, discussions?
Sure.
Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And certainly we have understood the difference by having this be a limited option in the firearm season is very important, because I know from my standpoint, I don't bow hunt, but I get just as much joy out of those that come ask to bow hunt and putting them in strategic locations where it takes so much skill. And I think to separate the difference on skill level, not to demean anybody, but obviously if you're using a crossbow, it's not as difficult as a real bow. And I think to keep them out of that season and have it limited to the firearm makes logical sense and still gives the integrity to the sport.
Thank you. Further comments on the motion? Senator Roden.
Well, I was wondering, I'd kind of forgot, I had the staff preparing an amendment that I wanted to put on here to allow 10-year-olds to vote in the state of South Dakota. Is it still too late to attach something like
that? Is that cogent? Okay, well, seeing that we are ready to vote, all those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
And Krebs is excused. That's 8 yes, 1 excuse.
Motion passes. Do we have any motions about Senator Lucas?
I'd move consent.
Thank you. We have a motion. Second from Senator Frerichs. Sorry, guys. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It will go to the consent calendar. Thank you, everybody. Well, that kind of concludes our business for the day, but...
You might explain to the kids what the consent calendar is, just so they...
Yeah. What I was going to do, if we can... Representative Erickson, thank you for bearing with us. Senators, if you have a few minutes, I would like to... Well, first of all, let me just explain to the students what's going on here. Senator Roden brought this up, and it's a good point. When we have a bill that is fairly straightforward and not doesn't have problems with it, one of the things that we do in order to speed up the process on the Senate floor is to do what we call a consent calendar. And so typically every day there are three or four bills that are really just good bills. And so rather than debating them and spending the time on the floor and taking it away from the time that we could spend on more difficult bills, we will put it on the consent calendar. So today it was a unanimous vote for the people that are here, and it was a unanimous vote to approve the bill, and then it was a unanimous vote to put it on the consent calendar. So people can always remove it from the calendar if they want to debate it on the floor. That's possible, but typically the floor, the Senate, the entire Senate, takes the word of the committee that looked at this. So you can see the number of people that were here today. The testimony that was given was compelling, and so we all voted now to put this on the consent calendar. So it'll probably appear on the calendar tomorrow afternoon when we go through the session. But just quickly, I was hoping, Ms. Ike, if you'd come up to the microphone out here just real quickly, or somebody.
Sure, you don't want one of the kids?
Well, no, I was hoping maybe you could do, we could talk about the class, talk about what you're doing here, talk a little bit about the name tags and that and the association with the...
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to let each and every one of you know that this project would not be possible without you. And I'm going to get emotional because this is my last year. But the kids are so interested in what in life and laws and their future. And when we do the legislative unit, that's what they're learning about. And I have seen leadership skills come out of children that I never thought possessed those skills. They just rise to the occasion. And the letters that you send, I've never seen kids want to read so much. I have a hard time getting to read sometime, but give them a letter and it's shredded and opened and they're sharing it and they read it very well, very word for word. And I started this back in, '93. I don't know if you guys were around with the no smoking in the Capitol when that started. I had the smoke-free class of 2000 in Chester, South Dakota. And my principal asked me to have the students write letters to the legislators, encouraging them to smoke, to vote to stop smoking in the Capitol. And they had done their research and all the bad effects, you know, and smoking and so forth. Well, Jerry Lang, if any of you were here at that time, he read those letters on the Senate floor. He was in the Senate at the time. And I guess they got a few laughs because there was some research there that was kind of funny. But all in all, it made a difference in the vote. Then the following year, Jim Lawler, I don't know if you remember Jim Lawler from Brown County, he said, you know what, would your kids help with the seatbelt law? And that would have been, I guess, in 93 when we wrote, started writing letters. And so we did, and we researched the whole school of Chester and compiled a book of giving data as to how many kids wore seatbelts. And one, they had lost classmates. His fifth grade class that I had lost classmates in a collision, and due to not wearing a seatbelt, they died. So then we were invited to come and testify in the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. The whole class, it was cold. Oh, my gosh, it was cold. They called off school. But the parents drove. They were insistent that we go to Pier, that we testify, because the kids had worked so hard on this, and it was meaningful to them. So we did. We didn't have a place to stay. Ended up in the Fawn Hotel, if you know where that's at. And kind of last minute, but we have a lot of memories. Well, anyway, we did come in and testify, and it passed through the Senate committee. Well, then I was hooked. I could see the enthusiasm in the kids. I learned a little bit more about government and how it worked, and I started writing the project then the following year when I started fourth grade in Madison, South Dakota. And every year I've added to it, and it's growing. And it's my favorite time of year because I don't have to make the kids do it. They're always asking me, Mrs. Ike, are we going into committee today? Are we going into session today? Are we writing bills today? They're so excited about it, and you can't help but be enthusiastic with that. So, but like I say, back to my original quote, without you folks, it would not be meaningful. You are the ones that make this project what it is. For all different types of students. You reach all different kinds. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the comments. I really appreciate it. Committee members, why don't we have a motion for adjournment? Just quickly, we have one bill for next Tuesday, I believe. And Representative Krebs will be back by then, and we'll deal with that next Tuesday. But I know some of these students would like to have some pictures taken and perhaps visit with some of us that are on the committee. So if you could, why don't we adjourn, and maybe you can stick around a little bit and visit if you're so inclined. Is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Motion by Senator Vallier, second by Senator Lucas. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Well, students, thank you for coming today. If you would like to come up and talk with some of us, we've completed our official